pray that prayer that the Lord has. Now it's 12:07. Let's see if there's anything that we may end. I better get something of the scriptures though. Go to Numbers chapter 16. I did not think I would go to this one. Numbers chapter 16 and verse number 9. I'm thankful for how God has used Faith Baptist in my own life. This church is a church where, as a five-year-old, I realized I needed Jesus Christ to save me. I got saved at Faith Baptist. I was baptized here. Some of you may not remember, but my wife was also baptized here. And it was also here that she got saved and made assurance of her salvation. This pulpit I preached out of when I was my first year of college, was my first message was in a church was behind this pulpit. And then to be sent out of the same church is a tremendous blessing. And God has used our church in some great ways. But again, He's not done. Verse number 9 of Numbers chapter 16. This has been on my heart the last few weeks. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to Himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation and to minister unto them. Do you know what a privilege it is to serve God? What an honor it is to be able to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we all have this ministry of serving God. Our church has this ministry. We serve one another, and of course the men's meeting, but other ways, you know, the soul winning and the different things that we do through the year, and of course missions, and how God has so blessed our church with the giving of missions. There's not many churches our size that give as much to missions as we do, and I'm not encouraging you to give less. Keep giving more. Maybe God wants to do even more through you in the matter of giving to missions. But God's also used our church to send out other preachers. There's Jason Hayes that's on the field that was here in the school. And, of course, Pastor's son Michael and many others that are serving the Lord. And here, God's reminding them, seeth it but a small thing unto you. This is a privilege. This is a tremendous honor. We don't know when our last day is going to be. That's one of the things that I was thinking about preaching on is that this is, you know, this could be it. Those at 9/11, they didn't realize that was the last day when they woke up that morning. Only the terrorists knew what was going to happen, but those going to work, they didn't know. And so this life that we have, it's so precious. Every day is so precious, and we ought to value it and value that we get to live for God, that we get to serve God. And then he says that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel. That, you know, to me, I think of this as a preacher. You know, not everybody gets the call to preach. It's a tremendous honor to have that, a tremendous responsibility. James chapter 3 says, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. There's a tremendous responsibility that we have. But it's a great honor to be separated from the congregation, to be a preacher. But also, for you, we all are to be separated from the world. And we're to be separated from something, but it's not only separated from something, it's separated unto something. He says, separated from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to Himself. So our separation is not just to be set apart from sin. We need to be set apart from sin, but set apart from sin to our Savior. Set apart from sin unto God. When I was... Man, this is live stream. I want to tell you the story, but I'm not going to. There was a point of, where I was at a church, and I was just really struggling over some things and the fear of man and whatnot. But this pastor was kind of grilling me, and he says, "No, this is not an interview. You're already preaching tonight." But he says, "I just want to ask you some questions." And so one of the things he asked me, he says, Tim, what is it that you enjoy most about evangelism? And I said, for me personally, it's the intimacy I get to have with the Lord. Because I can't do this in my own strength. And I've got to get to God in order to be able to do these things. And this calling, it's to bring me near to God. What we are in this life, it's to bring us closer to God. We're to be separate from sin. Why? So we can get closer to God. To bring you near to Himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation and to minister unto them. Now, I do think of this, of course, as preaching, but as a church, we are to be separated from sin, separated unto our God, and then we're to serve others. And I hope that we don't see this as a light thing. You know, the two-minute warning is coming up, and less than 2 months, it'll all be over. But this is not a light thing. And God could stop giving it to us. He could take it away, or He could just stop giving it to us. I don't know when the last time I'm going to get to preach. This may be the last time I'll ever get to stand behind a pulpit. It could be. The Lord reminded me of that this morning. This could be the last time. We don't know when the last day is going to be. And so we ought to treat it with such value. Seemeth it but a small thing. I don't want to treat the calling God's placed in my life as a small thing. The ability to preach and to serve Him as a small thing. Or the ability to go and do a men's meeting. Or to invest in an Antonio. And to see him get launched out. And see God work in some great ways in his life. I don't want to just have this be a small thing, a light thing. I want to treat this with the holiness and the value and the honor that it is. Seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel. Why? To bring you near to himself. To do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to pray in just a moment. But maybe you've been going through the motions. Maybe you haven't treated what God's doing with such value. God's at work in our church. Maybe you've been treating it like a small thing. Why don't you just talk to the Lord about that right now? Father, I thank you for Faith Baptist Tabernacle. I thank you, Lord, for these faithful folks that, Lord, you've taught us some things about prayer over the years. Lord, I think of these Monday night prayer meetings that we have for the two-minute warning, how you've used those Monday night prayer meetings in some great ways, just in our own life. I thank you, Lord, for how you've been working in our church these last couple of years. I thank you, Lord, for how you brought Antonio here and, Lord, the time that he was here these couple of years and, Lord, what a blessing he's been. And then, Lord, we get to be a blessing to him and pour into him. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to send out somebody to go to be a preacher, to go into ministry. Lord, we thank you for the privilege it is to serve you in these ways. And I ask, Lord, that you would help us not to take it as a light thing. Lord, you are on the move. You're at work across our country. You're at work in our own church. You're at work in our own lives. So, Lord, may we cherish it. May we separate ourselves from sin and saturate ourselves in you and cleave unto you. Lord, that you would continue to use us to minister to others. That there would be other missionaries, other pastors, other evangelists that would be called and sent out of Faith Baptist. Lord, eternity has been impacted for what you've done through the people of Faith Baptist. But you're not done yet. Others have gone on before us, but you still have us here. So Lord, as we continue to grow in you, may there be more gold, silver, and precious stone, and less wood, hay, and stubble. May you keep us dependent upon you. Keep us in that place of helplessness. Keep us in the place of prayer. Take us deeper into the school of prayer. Lord, teach us more about worshiping You and loving You and spending time with You. Draw us nearer to You than we've ever been before. Lord, may these next several weeks and several months be some of the best times we've ever had with You. May You use us in some great ways. May You exalt Yourself through our lives. May You get all the glory, all the praise that is due to Your holy name through each of us individually and through Faith Baptist as a whole.